Health insurance premiums have risen every year since 2001. But Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is suggesting that this year's anticipated rise of less than 4% is a win.
We love private health insurance. We believe in it. We believe in its value, which is why we're delivering the lowest change in 17 years. Every single dollar matters right across the country to families. We know that the more we can do means that more people can afford private health. And the more people who have private health, the better choice they have, the more security they have, and the lower the pressure on the public hospital system.
Collectively, the average increase over the last decade has been 72%. In comparison, the Consumer Price Index, which measures changes in household goods and services, grew by only 27%. Tom Godfrey from independent consumer advocacy group Choice says the rise will have an adverse effect on the system.
Another 4% average increase for Australians is just too much. Health insurance for many people is already unaffordable. So I think what we'll see are more and more people dropping out of private health cover.
Over 11.3 million Australians had some form of private hospital coverage last year. While the percentage on the whole population is a slight decline, it's remained at over 45% since September 2009. Greg Hunt says there's more that could be done.
There's more to be done. There's always more work, which is why we'll be continuing to work with the private health insurers on additional steps and with other sectors of the medical profession and the hospital's profession.
The government uses a series of surcharges and incentives to encourage people to take out private healthcare insurance. One option proposed by Private Healthcare Australia, the industry's peak body, is to increase the Medicare levy surcharge for high-income earners who don't have cover. Currently, an individual earning more than $90,000 or a family with an income of over $180,000 annually is charged with at least a 1% penalty. But Dr. Tony Bartone, Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, says the responsibility is on the industry to create more attractive offers.
The issue is one of value. We need a product that delivers more value to the Australian public, to the Australian consumer. Forcing them, by using a stick, of a increase in Medicare levy is to miss the issue on the table. The issue on the table is that the product lacks value, it lacks clarity, it lacks transparency. Consumers need more value, more transparency, more clarity in what they're purchasing, so that when they need their insurance and they make a call on their insurance, they know exactly what they're going to get and they're not left with a nasty surprise.
Tom Godfrey from Choice is urging Australians to consider their individual circumstances before deciding their coverage.
Really what we all want are top-level cover policies with a co-payment. They're going to cover you for the majority of things that are going to go wrong. But what the insurance industry does when you're faced with a price increase is downgrade you into junk policies that don't cover you for thousands of common procedures. So ask yourself, do I need health insurance? And if you don't, you might want to think about dropping it.
The government's set to announce the increase in the coming weeks.